You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Ever wondered why some music sounds incredible despite average production, while some highly polished tracks feel empty? Well, there's a reason for that, and today I will break it down for you in a simple way. As composers and producers, we are constantly balancing two key factors: composition quality and production quality. If one is weak, the other might compensate. But to truly create masterful music, we need both. Let me show you this simple chart that explains the relationship between these two elements. On one axis, we have composition quality, the creativity, originality, and musical depth of your piece. On the other axis, we have production quality, how polished, mixed, and sonically refined the final product is. Now, depending on where your music falls on this chart, you get very different outcomes. This is the weakest spot, a composition that's not very original and poor production. This usually results in music that doesn't stand out or engage the listener. Now, if the composition is amazing, but the production is lacking, you still have something valuable. Think of a rough piano demo of an incredible orchestral piece. The idea is strong, even if it doesn't sound polished yet. Here, we have the opposite case: amazing production, but weak composition. This happens a lot in commercial music. Everything sounds great, but it's generic and forgettable. This is the ultimate goal: an outstanding composition and high-level production. When you combine creativity with polished execution, that's when you create something truly timeless and professional. So, what does this mean for us composers? It tells us that a strong composition can still shine even if the production isn't perfect. High production can make simple ideas sound great, but originality still matters. The best path is to level up both skills, become a great composer, and refine your production to truly stand out. In my years of composing and teaching interval theory, I've learned that progress isn't a straight path. Instead, we make small breakthroughs, sometimes in composition, sometimes in production. Each step brings us closer to that masterpiece. Don't think of this chart as the finish line. See it as a guide for your creative journey. I like to break things down into steps, which is why I always start with something simple, maybe a basic melody or a straightforward chord progression. From there, I refine the idea using composition techniques, expanding on it and sketching out the overall structure. At this stage, I focus purely on the composition side and don't worry about production just yet. Once the sketch is complete, I move on to developing it further, and that's where production naturally comes into play. The great thing about this approach is that you don't have to solve every problem at once. You take it step by step, moving in the right direction. Over time, with experience, you will discover some shortcuts to get to your masterpiece more efficiently. But if you struggle with finishing your pieces or even getting started, this step-by-step process is a great way to keep moving forward without getting overwhelmed. Where do you think your music falls on this chart? Let me know in the comments below. And if you want to improve your compositions with a bit of interval theory fairy dust on top of it, join me in one of the free intro events that I regularly offer. It's all written down in the description box below. Many thanks for your time and happy composing. See you. Bye.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.